We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
If you've ever watched the 1967 classic movie, The Graduate, with Dustin Hoffman, I want you to think of one word that comes to mind from the movie. A hint. One of the guests that were invited to Ben's, that's Hoffman's role, his homecoming from college, takes him aside and says, "Ben, one word, plastics." Well, you know what that one word was all about, and we know where and how far we have gotten with plastics, good or bad. Now I'm going to ask you to listen to this next word. I'm going to ask you, if the movie came out today, what would the guest tell Ben? Robotics. Good or bad? Strangely enough, I found myself twice this week talking to a robot. One morning this week, I had my little 3-year-old granddaughter sitting on the sofa, so I asked Alexa, "Give me today's weather." No reaction from Mimi. Then I said, "Alexa, where does the name Mimi come from?" She, Alexa, didn't quite understand my pronunciation of Mimi and gave me a totally different cultural background explanation. No harm, no foul. Now, the same day, I hit the button on my steering column and said, "Call." The voice came back and said, "Command, not recognized or too loud. Go back." "Call," I said again. "The phone number or name." "Okay, Susie May." "Okay, say dial." "Done. Connection made." I know I'm not the only one doing this repeatedly during the day, interacting with robots. And it just reminded me of something Bill Gates said years ago about how things were going to change our lives big time through technology, and how we would walk from one room to another and the lights would go on and off as we made our presence, and how we could open our garage door from blocks away and maybe even watch activity in our homes from across the country. Tremendous advancement since my dad nearly lived long enough to see how a TV remote or cell phone works, and that's just been since 1981. We're no longer at the speed of sound, we're moving at the speed of light. Past that, I've got to draw the line, though, right there in the sand. Next step towards robotics. 5 short days after this community comment airs, I'll be sitting in a spring training ballpark in Arizona. Could be Surprise, could be Goodyear, could be Peoria, or even Walking Stick, and it'll be warm, nice and warm. What I hope I don't see, though, depends upon the ballpark, is this new TrackMan system to call balls and strikes. Yes, you heard correctly, robo-umpires in the MLB. The executives have determined that the instant replay has worked so well, it's time to step it up. Interestingly enough, the one thing that, you know, is not up for grabs with a live umpire is balls and strikes. However, it does make the game interesting when it does happen. And just the other day in a spring training job, the pitcher unloaded a hanging curveball that bounced in front of the plate. The batter was completely berserk and was thrown out of the game by a robot. Now raise your hand if you're tired of robots. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.